El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, our news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere, everywhere, to take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We have Phil TV and HD rocking right now, and you can look at that with a backstage pass. We'll have a Q&A after our show on Phil TV and HD. Don't forget to watch Napoleon Dynamite on Sunday night, starting first show is at 8:30 on Fox. The second is at 9:30. That's Pacific and Eastern. And I guest star in a number of those. And don't forget to visit our merchandise shop, where you can get your Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. You can get all of the coffee mugs and the baseball caps and the T-shirts and the shot glasses and the CDs and the downloads that you want over there at philhendryshow.com in our shop. On the line with me is R.C. Collins from the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, as we talk about what a lot of people, and I have to say, R.C., I agree with many of the callers, and I probably agree in substance with you, which is that I don't really have a problem with Marines. You know, I am not here to judge what a Marine or an Army guy may do in battle when the pressure is on. As long as he's not abusing a civilian or abusing a prisoner, as long as he's not torturing someone, and quite frankly, I wouldn't want to see our Marines or any of our soldiers desecrating bodies to the extent that they're removing body parts, okay?
And what's the problem with the guy that's going to pee?
What I'm saying is I see a difference. I don't have a problem with a guy who pulls it out and pees on some dude. I don't know, man. But what I am saying and what I am asking, because I've heard you say this a couple of times, is you don't have that problem either, but you are going so far as to say the Marines were somehow stupid, you know?
Well, I mean, Mr. Hendry, you know, with all due respect and everything about a Marine, you know, there's a reason they're called jarheads, and it's not, you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful or nothing, but you know, they're very gung ho, and they're very loyal, and they're good, and they'll go in and fight good, you know. But I mean, that's not what I call brain surgery. When you have a guy, yeah, you go. I'm sure they go like, yeah, Joe, get the video camera. I'm gonna pee all over this Taliban, and then we'll put it on YouTube. I mean, that's pretty dumb, you know.
Well, I'm sure they didn't say that.
Well, but I'm saying they might as well have if they go back home with it and then they give it to their little sister or something. I don't know what they did, you know.
Well, if one of those guys went home with that videotape and gave it to their kid's sister, then I would say there's a lot wrong with that guy more than just, you know, being dumb in giving a videotape to a civilian, you know.
Well, but the point is one of them gave it to a civilian. I don't think those civilian went, you know, into their rucksack, started looking for it. You go into a Marine's, gear looking for something, and you'll pull back a bloody stump.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what's funny about that, sir.
Well, I don't know, just the way you said it. But all right, so that's fine. But the fact is, you have said that any civilian that posts that, they should have been the ones getting their head sawed off.
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, and that's a very gruesome and brutal thing to say. And you've also said that the Marines are basically stupid and that civilians can't be trusted.
Well, I mean, you remember that one guy that called last hour and he's all upset. And he said, yeah, you know, I would post the video. So he even proved that they shouldn't be trusted.
He was angry at you more than anything else. I don't think I think he was just angry at you for interrupting him, to be honest with you. And that's what the problem I'm having here is, separating out some of the attitude people have with the attitude they have toward you. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Let me get to a lot of our calls have been hanging on for a long time. Here is Lamont. Lamont, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
I wanted to make a comment on, at first my initial comment was about the peeing on officers, but it's really becoming more scary how this military guy, you can barely tell the difference between the civilians and the Taliban, his animosity. I mean, every time he uses the word civilian, there's some kind of admiral adjective in front of it. You know, it's always something derogatory about all civilians. It's just kind of scary anytime you categorize all people for what one does, even if the civilian did do something stupid, which I'm sure they did. But anytime you categorize all people for the actions of one, I think you got trouble there, and I'm not blaming on
I mean, let's face it. You know, civilians, they're always the ones that are they're always the ones that are dumping on us.
That's what scares me. But you're supposed to be there fighting for democracy and America. America is civilians.
Right.
This is what you're supposed to be going to battle for, and I don't see why. It seems like you want to go to battle with civilians.
Well,
I mean, look, at the whole idea that I think Lamont is saying, R.C., is that it doesn't matter what civilians believe. The whole reason for you to go to fight is because civilians get to believe what they want.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to war for some guy that thinks I'm a turd and he wants to put me in prison.
What are you talking about, man? Yeah.
Can I get my next statement, Phil?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. About the Marines, though, I don't think it showed good character at all to pee on anybody for any fight in any conflict. I don't think it shows good character. As far as morally, it's a dead body. I think you got to discern between people. You know, even in a basketball game, you can have 2, 3, 5 calm guys that sit on TV and watch a regular TV show and are nice Americans. But when they go into competition for that basketball game, it's amazing what they do to hype themselves up and to get into what they do. Whatever these Marines had to do to come back alive, I don't care if they thought it was pissing on the body with good luck or whether it was just exuberant, you know, things they did after the conflict happened.
Mm-hmm.
Happy that they came out on top. I think maybe somebody should talk to them about their judgment, but as far as being punished for it or anything, I don't think anything is wrong with that. And as far as being a smart, now what I do have a problem with is kind of what RC says. I don't want to call him stupid, but this is a war on more than one front. And by the pictures of those our soldiers pissing on these bodies, we don't know how that could have interrupted any kind of peace talk. Or do you know what I'm trying? Maybe you can explain it for what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. I agree with all of your comments where you said that, no, I don't want to see those guys punished beyond someone standing there and saying, do you guys understand? And when you put that on a videotape, and because I don't think we can judge soldiers in battle. If they were torturing or abusing civilians or torturing or abusing a prisoner, that's a whole other ball game, and we have to take that pretty seriously.
But what about the guys what had the underwear on their head?
The underwear on the head thing, you know, but the point is,
see, I agree with what this guy said, but then he turns around and says, but that they should have thought of it. But that's because that guy's kid sister put it on YouTube.
What guy's kid sister put it on YouTube? That's what we don't know. But anyway, Lamont, thank you very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know whether or not some guy's kid sister put it up there, whether the Marines put it up there, the Army put it up there, somebody. Jeremiah, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
So, yeah, I'm a former Marine.
Yes, sir.
I've been overseas a few times over in Iraq, and so it's kind of hard to explain how we go through and what we how we perceive things. It's a different mentality, and sometimes we have lack of expression about what should be distributed and what shouldn't be, or that it doesn't harm the rest of the soldiers and troops to make the enemy more worse or pissed off at us. But it's just our way of doing things as a victory cigar, you know, when we get done with the conflict or some kind of a firefight. But I just think they should use better discretion of how that video is distributed. And
do you come from America?
What did you ask him?
Does he come from America?
Ambassador for the military in the U.S., no. I think RC should show better professionalism, better bearing, and better respect. Because obviously he's not showing any type of tool that he's learned or gained from the military academy, other than just, you know, cutting people off and insult names. You're really not being very respectful or showing any type of military academy training.
Well, I apologize for that, sir. I respect the Marines. I was just angry at that one kid who's all, yeah, my dad was in the Green Beret, and he's all hateful and everything. I said to him, I wouldn't care if you was one of the people that got their head sawed off.
I heard that. That's outrageous.
Well, that kid was being stupid to me.
But now I was over there, the type of person I was when I was over there was different, because we got to think about ourselves and get back home safe and alive, see what you got to do, and we only have a second to think on the action to pull the trigger. So, I mean, some of it would be viewed as, a bad thing, some of it may be viewed as a good thing, but we have to make decisions what we need to do to get ourselves back home alive. I understand.
Well, sir, can I ask you a question, sir? Are you from America? Do you come from America? Because you got an accent.
What does that mean, he's got an accent?
I'm from Michigan. Anyhow, so the whole thing on the...
Yeah, I'm from America. I come from Chatsworth.
Victory token, but as far as videotape and all that, I've done, my unit videotapes, a lot of things we've done, but we utilize great expression of who views it, where to go, and how to store it. And
hey, what'd you think about my buddy whose granddad had that Japanese guy's head?
Will you shut up, kid? God. Talk.
You're all like,
you should be very more professional. If you come from military academy, go be an officer. You need to show more bearing, more professionalism, and respect any armed forces member. However, there's a lot of videos that I videotaped, that my unit videotaped, but we use great discretion because no matter what is videotaped over there, the media world will blow it up out of proportion in a negative way.
I didn't understand what he said.
What is wrong with you? You got crap in your ear?
No, he just was going to do the thing.
Okay, look, I thank you very much, sir, and thank you for your service, Jeremiah. It's good talking to you, and welcome home. Thank you so much. 877-876-PHIL.
Are you going to welcome me home, you know? And
welcome you home from what, man? You are home.
But what I'm saying is, forget it.
Yeah, that's what you ought to do is forget it. That guy's trying to tell you something. He was over there.
Mr. Henry, I don't mean no disrespect to the United States Marine Corps, but that man was going... I couldn't understand.
The gentleman's got an accent, an upper Midwestern accent. He comes from the border country up there between Canada and the United States. There's a kind of a French-Canadian-British-American thing going on. I don't know.
What are you talking about, a French-Canadian-British? That guy was like...
You know what, man? You sound like a jackass. You sound like you've been castrated, if you want the honest opinion.
I'm 16 years old, and my testicles have not yet dropped. That's a bad thing to say.
Well, then quit talking about how people sound. 877, and you know, who needs to know about your testicles, man, whether they dropped or not, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk about the Marines. And we've heard some great perspective. I don't really have a problem with it. They should have shown discretion in how they videotaped it and how that videotape got out. Is it a absolute, terrible, horrible war crime? No. Will it be called that by a lot of people politically motivated? Yes. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, back with more right after this.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
We are back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. If you visit our webpage, philhenryshow.com, you'll notice the shop. You can go in there and get downloads of our show as well as merchandise. Valentine's Day is coming up. We've got a Bobby Dooley item coming out. What did you want to do, RC? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. You can hold on for a minute. Mom.
Okay, are you talking to your mom?
Yes, sir. Mom, get the ginger beans.
All right, in any event, go to our website and pick up a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video as well. R.C. Collins joining us from Bradley Military Academy in Alhambra, California, as we talk about the videotape of Marines urinating on the Taliban. Your phone calls are welcome. And your phone calls are welcome here at 877-876-PHIL. Hey, R.C.?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're all out of time asking your mother for something, all right? We have to get back to phone calls. I want to ask you a question since you have requested this time.
Yes, sir. Mom, the jujubes in your purse. In your purse.
Okay, you ready?
What a dumbass.
Hey, dude, don't call your mother a dumbass on the radio.
I apologize, sir.
Apologize to your mother.
Well, she didn't hear it.
Unreal, dude. What are they teaching you?
Well, I apologize, sir.
That went out all over my radio show. You calling your mother a dumbass.
I apologize, Mr. Henry, to you and to your audience for what I did.
Did your mother hear you?
No, sir.
We're talking here about, you know, that kind of behavior may not seem like such a big thing.
All right, Mr. Henry, I apologize. Can we move on? Jesus.
In about 5 seconds, I'm going to hang this phone up on you. I'm going to get that Commandant Wireman, and we're going to have a three-way conversation. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call. On the line with us is Corey. Corey, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yeah. About this whole video thing and that little 16-year-old kid over there on the other line saying it's all civilians' fault. Well, you don't know Marines, little boy. I'll tell you that right now. All right? Now, if they didn't want this video, no, shut your mouth. Let me speak.
I'm talking to my mom.
I'm going to tell you right now. Being a Marine myself, you don't know what those Taliban guys did to those Marines. You don't know if they were taunting them for weeks on end, shooting little pop shots at them, or maybe hit one of their own guys. I'm going to tell you right now, if me, I would have put that video out there on purpose just to say a big F you to any Taliban out there, any terrorist supporter, and any freaking hippie that doesn't support our fucking troops.
Nice going. You get everybody in trouble, too. Nice going. Those guys are going to have to stand tall before the man.
And you know what? They probably don't even give a crap.
Yeah.
Damn, you got problems.
Hi. Those guys are dumb for letting their kid's sister put it on YouTube.
Watch the language, man. Watch the language. You got to watch the language.
You can't be a Marine. No Marine would say a word like that on a radio.
You. Oh, wow. Right.
That is funny.
What's funny about it?
Like
no Marine would say that.
No Marine. Like this 16-year-old boy knows Marines.
You're talking about dumbass. when those Marines came home, they were so dumbass, they let some little sister put the video up.
We heard you already with your theory on the kid's sister.
Dude, I'm telling you, no civilian did it. One of them did it because they wanted to just say a big F you to the Taliban and to anybody that supports terrorism or don't support them. That's all it was. You think they care? No, they don't care. Especially if they're already out. They don't give a crap.
Are you crazy? What about the when they said on the TV that when you do that, you make them, they want to join the Al-Qaeda even more on account of you peed on them?
Huh? Hey,
and that's more people for us to kill.
No, that's a very interesting theory. I didn't, that the Marines or Army or whoever, you guys put those videos up there on purpose to send a message, basically. And I would imagine that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and those insurgents do the same thing, you know, don't they? They probably put their videos up there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're the ones with all that Iraq writing that nobody understands.
So okay. All I'm saying is that these scout snipers are the most smartest men I have ever met. I can tell you that right now. If they were stupid, they wouldn't even freaking bother to take pictures. They wouldn't do.
They're going to get in
like
trouble. They're
going to
get in trouble.
They won't get in trouble. They'll give them some talking to. They're not going to put valuable men like
they're
that
just gonna get a,
in jail.
They're going to get a slap on the wrist. That's about it.
They're going to go to the Navy brig. They'll go to the Navy brig in Portsmouth.
Jeez, they won't go to the brig for
and get sent right back into their unit.
Yeah.
So
all right, sir. Thank you very much. Great call, Corey. Appreciate it very much, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL.
Why do you think that was a great call?
Because the man gave us a little insight, and he gave us a little insight into the way the Marines think. And, you know, your theory about that was put on YouTube by somebody's kid sister, he blew that apart.
No, he didn't blow it apart at all. Are you trying to tell me that a Marine snipers is so smart they're going to put
He just said they don't give a crap, man. They're not going to get in any trouble. They're not going to get in any trouble. They're going to get a slap on the wrist. They'll do something to them to appease the press and
probably just to appease a douchebag like Leon Panetta.
And you know something? If you're going to be in the military, you shouldn't be calling the Secretary of Defense a douchebag or the CIA director or whatever he is.
You don't even know what he is.
Shut up. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Leon Panetta.
That's what they call the thing that you hit with a stick and candy comes out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
I just farted.
Would you turn his phone down?
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our news and information hour coming up at the top of the hour, at midnight on the West Coast, 3 a.m. on the East Coast. And we are with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. They just now had a the video clip of the Marines in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Clinton has spoken out, saying that it is a... And everybody who has spoken out publicly on this, RC, has said from official quarters, it is a disgrace. It is not conduct becoming a United States Marine. It's not conduct becoming the military code of conduct.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're not in the military, so I don't know how you can say, you know, all of that about, you know.
I'm just quoting what I heard in the news.
Well, I understand that, sir, but when you say about the conduct code, You're not really in the military to talk about that.
Well, what do you understand of that?
Well, you're not supposed to. You know, you have to conduct yourself according to the uniform code of the uniform conduct code. But to say that the Marines, I stand by what I said. You got to be dumb to let that out on the thing.
What about the Marine we just spoke with who said they probably did it on purpose? They want to send a message to the scumbags that they're fighting. This is who we are. We're a sniper team, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that shows how dumb they is, because now they're going to get in trouble.
Now they're going to get in trouble. Sounds to me like you're like, you know, 12.
Well, Mr. Henry, that's a heck of a way to talk to someone who's going to be, you know, in the military.
Yeah, okay, but you know what, kid? You're in high school, and you sound like you're talking about getting in trouble with your mom for taking her car. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. We got Sam on the line. Sam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
The first thing I want to say is that most Americans expect professional, intelligent, military that's out there to do the right thing, have good conduct. RC, I got to tell you, you're an idiot, okay? And I'll tell you that to your face if I did see you. Okay.
You can't call me an idiot. I'm in the military.
You're the 1% or 2% of the boneheads that are in there that need to get out, okay? Nobody wants a military that's weak mentally. Okay, forget about something, okay?
Watch the language. Watch the language.
I will, Phil. The government doesn't want guys like you in there. They want guys like the, let's say, the Green Berets that went in and killed Osama, okay? Highly intelligent, highly trained.
Green Berets, that was sealed. You don't even know.
Okay, you're a military guy. I'm sorry, you correct
me.
Thank you. The Navy SEALs went in there, did the right thing. They're highly trained. They're professional. No one got hurt other than Osama. And the bottom line is that's what we want, okay? That's what we want. We know that's going to create over the years. There's more hatred towards America. Whether you care or not, I personally don't care. I'll tell you what I want as an American citizen. And you basically insulted the guy like three calls ago saying, "Where are you from?" or something like that. He had an accent.
Well, that guy's all going, I didn't understand the guy.
He can be from another country, but he's an American now. He's fighting for our country. He sounded pretty professional to me.
He sounded like he come from Canada.
It doesn't matter where they come from, okay? There's your problem.
If they come from Canada, does.
We don't want guys like you, okay? The people fighting in the military, the U.S. military, are from all over the globe. Don't you know that? What about your...
Are you crazy? You can't have that. It's against the terrorism rules.
What? Didn't you see President Obama was handing out citizenship to members of the military? These people weren't even citizens, and they were in all four branches of the service.
What are you talking about? That's illegal.
No, it's not. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I got to say, this guy, this guest you have on, is a bonehead, okay? He really should get off. Go to mommy, give mommy back the cars, and go home. The bottom line is, no one wants guys like you in the military. And get that through your thick skull. I don't. You don't know my background. I fear no man, okay? I'm beyond the Marine, okay? And with all due respect to the Marines...
So what are you, the Incredible Hulk?
The Navy, these guys are fighting for my freedom and my country, and I love them all. Provided...
Well, you say you're beyond the Marine, but you just said that they're fighting for your freedom.
Hello, hello. Listen, they're professional, have a code of conduct, is strong mentally, and is out there to do the right thing by the country, okay? And let me tell you something else, okay?
You said you're beyond the Marine.
Let me paint a little picture here for you. All right, and grasp this one.
What's that make you, Captain America?
Listen to me. Okay.
Okay.
Long term, I'm talking long term, Phil. The bottom line is this. Okay. If we go in, let's say we are attacked tomorrow. Okay.
Hey,
we shouldn't go in and bomb a country. We should highly train individuals, Navy SEALs, as you corrected me, whatever. Highly intelligent individuals, highly trained to go in and wipe the persons responsible out. Those individuals.
And wipe their butts.
Long term, that is going to paint the picture in the enemy's minds, regardless of the country. Iraq, Iran, you name it, South America, who cares? The bottom line is, sooner or later, they're going to get the message. Like, if I do something to the Americans, I better be very careful. These guys are pretty tough. They're not
bonehead. They could send you and Batman.
My people. You don't get it. You really don't get it.
You should go in with Batman, Robin.
R.C. Robin.
You said you're beyond a Marine. That must make you Robin.
Whatever.
You know what, R.C., you've been butting in.
Bradley Academy, if they're all like...
Bradley Military Academy, I'm very proud of
themselves, and I have no problem saying that. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to straighten up and grow up.
Absolutely. Okay? Hold on for a minute. Sam, hold on for just a second, because I want to take this other call. I got Sam, I got R.C. on the line, and we're going to talk to the Commandant here. I don't know whether or not we're going to have much time with Commandant Wireman, who's on the line with us right now. He's at this... It is a parent night there, Commandant, sir?
Yes, it is, Bill. We have a number of the parents that are here.
Well, we have a caller on the line here, Sam. We have R.C. Collins.
But the question that I have for Cadet Collins is, I understand that you mocked a member of our military's speech or the way he spoke.
Well, no, sir. He sounded like he might be from another country.
Did it ever occur to you that that man might have been wounded in battle? And that there may be difficult for him to speak. Did that ever occur to you? I'm asking you a question, and I know that you're on the radio show, but I want to give people an example of what we expect of our cadets. Did it ever occur to you, cadet, that the man you spoke with might have been wounded in battle and had a difficult time speaking?
No, sir.
It did not. So it showed a poor judgment on your part. It also showed a very poor appraisal ability on your part and your ability to assess a situation, assess an individual. It showed that you have no respect for the United States military, whether it be a Marine, a member of the Army, or any of the other armed forces. You will kiss the gunner's daughter. Okay, Phil.
All right, sir, I don't know what that... RCU there? Okay, Sam?
Yeah.
I don't know what is kiss the gunner's daughter...
I'm going to get in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. And this guy Sam did it. You did it. Hey, Sam. Sam.
Yes, I'm here.
You got me in trouble.
You got yourself in trouble. Like, no one got you in trouble. You got yourself in trouble. The same way the four guys or whatever. I haven't watched CNN today. Whoever peed on the enemy, the same way they're going to get in trouble. And they should.
Kissing the gutter.
The bottom line. All right? The bottom line is no one wants weak, mentally
in trouble and everything.
Unstable individuals in the military.
I got to kiss the gunner's gun.
I don't want
what is
to
kiss the gunner's
my country. And I have no problem saying that, okay?
Lay down on it.
Archie, I don't know how old you are, but you really need to do your homework. All right? You really do.
I've got to do my homework, but I've got to kiss the gunner's daughter first.
Well, what is that?
Kissing the gunner's daughter is simply a form of punishment. It is corporal punishment. It is taken from the very early days of our admiralty. When it was legal within the Admiralty to lash an individual. Now, obviously, we're not going to lash R.C., but we do have him assume a position where... Go ahead. Wet the whip. Now. Ah! How's that feel, huh? Ah! Yeah. Ah! Yeah!
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? He's kissing the gunner's daughter.
I don't want to listen to somebody being beaten.
Ah, there you go.
I don't want to listen to somebody being beaten. Sir?
Ah, all right, that's enough. I got to get a drink.
Bastard.
What, you dirty?
Okay. Put that on hold, because
so
that's scaring the hell out of me.
Is this for real, or is this a joke?
I don't know. You know what I got to do? I got to call and find out because I didn't find it amusing at all if it's some kind of a joke.
No, I don't find it amusing either. I heard some serious callers. There was a woman calling like maybe an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago. She had And all he did was disrespect her and talk over her.
Well, he just got, if that's true, he just got somehow whipped with some kind of a bamboo rod. I don't know what that is. Was that just him now?
I can't believe that. I'm surprised you even believe that.
RC, are you there?
I don't think it's real either.
You don't think it's real either? You agree with the caller?
I do. I think it's a bunch of baloney. And I think it's...
Well, what the hell is going on around here? Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Collins, is that you?
Yeah.
Were you beaten with a bamboo rod?
No, sir, I wasn't.
Well, then who the hell was doing the voice of that Commandant Wireman?
It was a friend of mine, John Maccabee. He's one of those seniors.
It was a friend of yours, John Maccabee, who's one of the seniors.
Come on, John.
Hello?
Mr. Maccabee?
Yes, sir.
Are you a senior there?
Yes, sir.
Were you the one that was doing that Commandant Wireman voice?
Yes, sir.
Do it for me, please.
You better do it.
This is Commandant Wireman.
Do you understand, guys, that I'm on the radio doing something serious here, and now you guys are pretending like... you know what, R.C.?
Well, I mean, we were trying to liven it up because that other guy was all...
And you know, I'll worry about livening stuff up.
We just felt like it was dragging.
Yeah, we felt it was dragging and it needed something.
Hang up on these guys before I kick some ass. What are you laughing at?
It's pretty good. You gotta admit, it's pretty good.
No, it ain't pretty good. It was dragging and we thought we'd liven it up. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
We didn't mean no disrespect.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I was going to do
that. Get out of here. I hate both of you.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What you did.
I didn't mean to do anything like that.
I don't give a damn. I don't need for you guys to be the entertainment directors around here. I'll do that. R.C. Collins is on the line with us, and we will conclude here this segment with a discussion of the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan who apparently or appear on videotape apparently urinating on dead Taliban. This is quote-unquote caused outrage. I don't know who it's caused outrage among. I don't know that I've heard from the general public on this. I have heard the stories about the military being outraged, and I think I've heard from, obviously, the government. The members of the press are. And as news goes these days, it generally starts that way. The press, the government, and the military or whatever agencies involved. And then the public is encouraged to get outraged, too. And that's kind of what's happening here.
You agree with me, Mr. Henry, and all of this has been a charade.
No, it's not a charade. I don't like your attitude about how Marines are stupid and somebody's kid sister leaked it out there. And you're making fun of the way a guy talks, and you're talking about how Marines aren't all that great, and you're gung-ho. You don't understand what a lot of tried-and-true and veteran people are talking about here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Kenny. Excuse me. Hold on, Kenny. I got Mike hanging on here. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Mike
Hello?
Here? Is this Mike?
It's actually Tommy.
All right. It's Tommy. Okay, I guess I lost Mike. Hang on, Tommy. We'll go over here to, this is Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. Long time listener, first time caller. But I take it you're having a hard time.
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that because it sounds dumb.
Let me talk to the guy.
Somebody better shut this kid up before I get you of an airplane out to California from Connecticut.
You're not supposed to say long-time caller. That sounds stupid.
With individuals that don't know what they're talking about. Now, one.
Hey, Phil, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Would you shut up, kid?
And have a college, looking to get into a college education to be an officer in the service?
Right.
I'll tell you what. If I ever did, and you're talking to a Vietnam veteran, kid, so shut up and learn something for a change.
Well, you said something dumb, long-time listener.
Have respect. Have respect.
What?
That's one of your first qualifications in a military academy. Now, listen and learn. You have no idea what this is all about. Nothing. These Marines got caught up in the moment. In the moment. And... Well, I'll be honest with you, Phil. I'm sorry to get hot-headed with this kid because you're not going to get anywhere with a young kid being hot-headed. But this incident, which I had not seen on YouTube, I'm just looking in the New York Daily News and read the article, and this kid doesn't have any clue what war is about. None whatsoever. And this is nothing compared to what happened back in the day before this guy was even daddy's little dream.
You're talking about Vietnam. I know about that.
I mean, it's funny, but I'm expecting to see it in the Esquire coming out soon, in the next... This kid has got me going.
You're nuts. You know something? You're nuts. I'll bet you that's how you fantasize, looking at Hillary Clinton squatting.
You pee in your pants before you peed on somebody else if somebody pointed a gun at you. You would pee in your pants. The only thing I know
I wouldn't
to you is if you ever became a military leader, no one would follow you. No one.
At least I'm not fantasizing about Hillary Clinton squatting.
For crying out loud. You don't know what you're talking about. And you'd be better off going back to your mother and hiding behind her skirts before you ever got a rifle in your hand. Don't pick on these damn Marines. You don't know what it's like to be shot at. You have no clue whatsoever.
The Marines should have been more professional about it.
You do one thing. Before you go to your next class in your academy, you take a ride to the nearest VA hospital and see what it's like. Just to see. Don't even talk to them.
What, the parking?
Get up out of their wheelchairs and beat the living crap out of you. So, I'm sorry. I blow
no, up. No. Don't be sorry about anything. Don't be sorry about anything.
Mr. Henry, you talked about the Secretary of State squatting and doing doo-doo.
He does not have the right to say simplify because he did not earn it.
You can't say
you're
that,
not
RC.
In the Marines. You do what? Not earn the right to say that word. You don't even know what it means.
What? Semper Fi? It means, it doesn't matter. You don't have to know.
Tell me. You have to
know. You don't have to know. You just say it.
Go back.
You don't have to know.
Save yourself, save everybody else, and save your own life. Get out of it because you have no clue. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know. Now, I'm all the way across the country, kid. All the way across the country. Giving you one little piece of advice. Do yourself a favor. Get out of it because you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Thanks,
Bill. You fantasized about... you did. You talked about Hillary Clinton going number two.
Oh, will you shut up? Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your call very much. Phil Henry Show, RC.
You say thank you very much, sir, to him. You say it to me.
See you later, punk.
You know, one of these...
Get out of here. You and your friend there, whatever his name is, with the Commandant Wireman impression. Go ask your mom for some more Juju Bees. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
That guy wanted to see our Hillary.